Pern City Council member Tim Henney noted that following a remarkably wet May, there isn't a complete consensus from the fire watchers about the level of hazard.
Hugh is taking a very protective and conservative approach to our community, which is absolutely wonderful and the responsible thing to do, as are the other fire officials. But the other fire officials came in and said, given the conditions this year, and we looked at some of the weeds and grass that were brought in, and they made a demonstration about how much moisture is currently in those weeds and grasses, that if we were to allow fireworks on any given year, this would be probably the type of year we would choose to do so.
At last week's meeting, Paul Hewitt displayed to council some of the weeds and vegetation he's picked up from areas like Round Valley. And he said if there was any year to allow fireworks, it's probably this year.
So I'm in my fifth year here as the Park City Fire Chief. I've never seen the fuel this wet. So I just want the fuels to speak for themselves. Now, Tim Henney and I met real briefly in the beginning, and he made the comment. He said, wait for a week. But what I've seen is it takes a lot of time. When you have fuel this wet, I mean, we could put this in a press and actually probably wring it out. It's that wet. And there's other reasons, not just the rain, but the dew point. When I run in the morning, the dew point is as wet as it's been, right, in the last memorable history.
Hewitt said the state fire marshal in a recent email said he wouldn't even consider a fireworks ban in unincorporated Summit County until mid-July. At the same time, Hewitt said he respects the position of city emergency manager Hugh Daniels, who said it's still a risky summer. And Hewitt said if the city council institutes a ban, he would support that 100%. The county fire warden, Bryce Boyer, also noted the moisture they're seeing in the vegetation that can conduct a fire.
But the sagebrush, oak brush, junipers are all much higher in fuel content and moisture at this point, which retards fire, than they have been in the past 5 years in our areas. Yes, your grasses, your thousand-hour fuels, as we refer to them, you're going to get fires in those. But the reality is as they hit the oak brush, the sagebrush, and so on at this point, it's going to more or less retard them or slow them significantly where fire action by fire departments, wildland crews, will be very effective.
Boyer said they need to follow the science and make a yearly decision so they can maintain credibility with the public.
If we're just consistently banning it and then we have a wet year and it's still banned, they're going to be looking at us like, "What? Why should we trust you? You're just outright banning it because you don't want any kind of risk." What we need to base it on is the science, and when there is actually a risk, put those bans in, but when the risk isn't really there, that we let them do it, because you're going to have those that are going to do it regardless.
City Council member Cindy Matsumoto noted, however, things can change fast with dry and hot conditions. The city's Fire Marshal Kurt Simister echoed that.
There's a possibility that in our lower-lying areas where we dry out, you could get some small fires. That with the moisture content in the fuels above them, it's not likely you're going to get a big fire. And having said that, if we have weather conditions that get into 2 or 3 weeks of higher winds, triple digit temperatures, then everything could change at that point.
Finally, Chief Hewitt said for him, a bigger danger this year is people getting hurt handling fireworks.
We have a population in the last few years that has not had any experience with commercial grade fireworks, and so now they all go get their boxes of fireworks, and fire is not the danger. We're talking about children being killed, and that worries me more than any fire danger this year.
Paul Hewitt, chief of the Park City Fire District. For KPCW, I'm Rick Baroff.